Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Pei Beis in Maseches Bava Kamma. It is the 1473rd daf in Shas. Our daf is a beautiful daf with many ideas, not a difficult daf. Our daf is going to pick up with the 10 conditions that the Gemara tells us on the bottom of Pei Aleph, or even Pei Amid Beis, going on to Pei Aleph. The 10 conditions that Yehoshua said in terms of ownership in Eretz Yisrael, different conditions in terms of relationship between those who own land in Eretz Yisrael. The topic of Yehoshua is actually relevant on my mind. We just had a gardener come to weed out certain things in our garden, and those were connected to the halachos in which Yehoshua brought us into Eretz Yisrael. When am I allowed to pick from my neighbor's grass? When are my animals that I'm permissible to raise in Eretz Yisrael, when are they allowed to touch on the neighbor's garden? Here in Eretz Yisrael, our gardens often closely abut a neighbor's, so sometimes these halachos come up. So our Gemara is going to continue with those conditions, and the Gemara is going to raise others that were not mentioned previously. Rabbi Yochanan is going to raise another. And then we're going to go to other takanos that were made, another takanos of 10, and that is after we have the takanos of 10 that we learned on yesterday's daf, we're going to have the 10 takanos of Ezra, which is the next coming to Eretz Yisrael. Yehoshua was the Bia Rishona, and Ezra was after the 70 years of Golus, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash by Nebuchadnezzar. Ezra came back, and Ezra made 10 other takanos. Most of these were not in regards to the land of Eretz Yisrael, but rather were in regards to different spiritual matters, in regards to Bezdin, in regards to Kriyas HaTorah, in regards to Tzniyus, a takana that Ezra made, and finally, going on to Pei Beis Amid Beis, we're going to discuss takanos that were related to the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, appropriate behavior in Yerushalayim, and some very interesting halachos that are going to emerge. So let's pick up on the first line on Pei Beis Amid Aleph. What the Gemara is going to do on the top line is the Gemara is going to ask a question that Rabbi Yochanan had another takana, that he had a tradition that Yehoshua had instituted when we came into Eretz Yisrael, and that doesn't seem to be included in the list of 10 that were mentioned on the bottom of Pei Amid Beis, is going to Pei Amid Aleph. Asks the Gemara, Vakiyas Ravin Am Rabbi Yochanan, but Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Echad Ilan Hanoite Letoich Steich Averot, Ve'echad Ilan Hasamuch Lameitzar, Mevi Vikore Shamnaskein Hinchel Yehoshua Li Yisrael Es Haaretz. Again, I mentioned that it's not uncommon that we have gardens, lands, that one person is next to the other, and this is going to have implication in regards to one who brings bikurim. The halacha is that someone who brings bikurim has two mitzvahs. Number one is to bring bikurim, mevi, and the other is kore, to read the beginning of Parshas Kisava. When he reads the parsha of Parshas Kisava, the Mishnah Bikurim tells us that that is only applies to someone who could say that the fruits came from his land, because he says, Ha'adoma asher nasatali. What happens? The Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that a tree grows 16 amos, could reach up to 16 amos. That's one of the things that we were doing in our garden, is the trees were beginning to bang into each other. We're zochet to have pomegranates growing, but the pomegranate tree is leaning into other trees. And sometimes one needs to think about how one can distance one tree from impeding onto the other. Now, not only in terms of the branches, but also in terms of the roots, it's possible for the roots spread quite a bit. The Gemara tells us even up to 16 amos. Now, if someone has a tree that abuts his friend's field, so then in such a case, one could argue that it's not getting its nutrition, its nutrients, it's not being nourished from the ground of the owner, but rather from the neighbor. And therefore, it could be that you would not be able to be kore, Leaving aside, also, the Gemara in Bava Basra raises whether that would even be gzela in such a case. So the Gemara says, Shal menas kein hinchel Yehoshua li Yisrael es haaretz, that it was a condition that Yehoshua had brought Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, that even if one would get nutrients from another person's land, in such a case, it is going to be considered acceptable. And it's considered Adam Asher Nesatali. Tosis in Bava Basra and Chavav HaMebeis learns that there is an opinion of Ula that one would be stealing if one puts one's tree within 16 amos. However, Tosis points out that the Tanoim seem to disagree there in Bava Basra. And when our Gemara says, Sha'al Menas Kein Hinchel Yehoshua LeYisrael HaSa'aretz, means that Yehoshua said that not only is it permissible, like Rabbi Yossi, against the opinion of Ula over there, who calls the individual a gazlan, but it would even qualify as Adam Asher Nasatali, that the only chidush of Al Menas Kein Yehoshua Hinchil Es Haaretz is to tell us that you could say Adam Asher Nasatali. Either way, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan seems to tell us that there's an 11th thing of Al Menas Kein Hinchil Yehoshua Es Haaretz. Why was it not mentioned before? Says the Gemara, El Mantana Asara Tanoin, Shisna Yehoshua, who was the one who said the 10 conditions, with this being the 11th? That was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It wasn't opinion of a Tana. If it was a Tana, then it would be a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is a contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore it's not a problem. The Gemara continues, Rav Gavia Kosel Masnile Behedya. And Rav Gavia from a place called Beis Ksil learned this expressly, that it was a teaching of Amoraim, Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Birius, Ami Mishum Zaken Echad, and these Amoraim said the name of one Zaken, Uman Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and this was Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Asar Tanar Hisne Yoshua. So therefore it's not a problem that Rabbi Yochanan had a different tradition, because the previous tradition of yesterday's daf, starting from the beginning of Pe'ah Mebeis, was a teaching of Amoraim. We now go from our entry into Eretz Yisrael from the time of Yehoshua to what's referred to in Chazal as Bi'ah Shniyah, our second return to Eretz Yisrael, and that is during the time of Ezra. Fascinating takonis. Asara takonis tikin Ezra. There were 10 takonis that Ezra was misakin. Number one, Shekarim b'mincha b'Shabbos. We have Kriyas Atar mincha b'Shabbos. V'karim b'sheni b'chamishi, and reading on Monday and Thursday. V'donin b'sheni b'chamishi, and Bezdin is to meet and to judge on Monday and Thursday. U'mechabsim b'chamishi b'Shabbos, and that one should do one's laundry on Thursday. Here, the concern was that if people would wait till Friday, then they wouldn't appropriately launder their clothing for Shabbos. It would be too much to do getting the challant ready. We'll see that as we go along. More takonis. Va'eichlin shum be'erev Shabbos, and we eat garlic on Erev Shabbos. You know what? We'll leave for the Gemara to explain most of these takonis. We're going to get there shortly. V'sheteish isha mashkemes va'ofe, and that a woman should get up and bake early in the morning rather than later in the day. V'shetei isha chogeres besinar, and a woman should wear a apron. That's the explanation of the Mi'iri. Rashi learns that there are a form of pants under her skirt, and we're going to see in the Gemara what that is for. V'shetei isha chofefes v'toveles, and a woman should do chafifa. That means that she should comb herself on the day of her tefillah to remove chatzitza, v'shiyei rochlin machzirin b'arayos, and there should be people who go around selling perfumes so that women will be pretty for the husband, v'tikein tefillah l'bali kriyin, and Ezra was misakin that those who had a seminal omission have to go to the mikvah before they learn Torah. Let's analyze all the 10 through the eyes of the Gemara. Says the Gemara 7 lines before the wide and pei bezam and alshu karm mincha b'shabbos mishum yoshvei kronos. The reason why we read the Torah from mincha and Shabbos is due to those who were sitting on the corners. Rashi says that there were people who were involved with their merchandise the entire week, and they weren't able to come to shul on Monday, Thursday, so they made a new kriya, and that is Shabbos by Mincha. It could very well be that Shabbos was one of the unique opportunities for people to have time to learn Torah, and hence there was a takana for them to read from the Torah during that period of time. There was also a time, from their few gemaras, that it's clear that the Rabbanim would teach during that period of time as well, of Mincha on Shabbos. I heard from Rav Nevin Sal Shlita that in general, the Tefillah of Ata Kadosh, which we say on Matzai Shabbos, was originally instituted, the Kedusha Derabbanan was introduced after Talmud Torah Berabim, which would take place on the evening on Shabbos. In fact, there are Rishonim that discussed the Rabbeinu Menoach, based on the Rambam, that on Shabbos they would read, but not on Mincha, as our custom, even though Maseches Sofrim, it seemed that they would read on Yom Tov, because then people were involved with Simchas Yom Tov, with eating and so on. However, on Shabbos is a time, a very opportune time, and really, even though we have a lot of excuses during the week, on Shabbos we don't have much of an excuse. And it could be that this was part of the takana for the Yoshvei Kronos. Continuing on in the Gemara, Shu Karim B'Sheni B'Chamishi, Ezra Tike, says the Gemara that they read on Monday and Thursday, that was Ezra's takana, V'Meikara Misakna. We learned that it was an earlier takana. The Sanya, we learned that in Brice, V'Yechu Shoshisham B'Midbar V'Lo Matzumayim, the Pasuk describes that Klal Yisrael, not far after Kriyas Yamsuf, traveled for 3 days and they didn't find water. And how do Chazal darshan? Darshu Rishumos, those used to darshan the lines of the Psukim, Amru Ein Mayim Ela Torah. It says they didn't find water, it means they didn't find Torah. Shnema Havei called Samalecho Lemayim. Pasuk Yishayahu says that we were thirsty for water, that refers to Torah. Kiman Shalchu Shoshusem Below Torah, Nilu. They went 3 days without Torah, and things weren't going well. They were exhausted. What were they exhausted from? Not from walking, but they hadn't learned for a while. So Amdu Neviim Shebeinam, the Neviim amongst them stood up, V'tiknu Lam Shiyu Karim B'Shabbos, that they should read on Shabbos, Mafsik Bech B'Shabbos V'Karim B'Sheni, and then read again on Monday, Mafsik and Shlishi Revi, take a break Tuesday, Wednesday, V'Karim B'Chamishi, Mafsik and Arav Shabbos, K'dei Shelo Yelinu Gimel Mayim Below Torah. So we should learn from our mistake of going 3 days without Torah. So this is a question that we see that it goes back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, even though here it's referred to as Nevi'im Beinehem, who made that takana. Continues going on in the second white line. The answer is Meikara Tiknu Chad Gavra, Tlasa Psuki. Originally, the takana was to read one aliyah with three psukim. Inami Tlasa Gavri, Tlasa Psuki. Or to have three aliyahs, reading three psukim, Keneged Kanam Levim Yisraelim. Also, who, and Yoshua came, Tikin Tlasa Gavri Vasara Psuki, that instituted three aliyahs, and each one having at least three psukim. This is a sugya Megillah on Chaf Aleph on the Beis. In other words, you need 10 psukim, Keneged Asara Batlanim, corresponding to the 10 people who are ksherim, that are batal from Malacha to be Osek in Sarach Eitzibur, that come early to Shul. Now, the metaphor is interesting. 10 psukim corresponding to the 10 batlanim. I never entirely understood what the relationship between the 10 psukim and the 10 batlanim that exist in every city that are there, that are involved with Sarach Eitzibur, why 10 psukim correspond to 10 batlanim. If you have an answer, please email me, ChaimEisenstein@gmail.com. V'danin b'sheni u'b'chamishi d'shchichi d'asu l'mikra b'sifra. They made a takana, Ezra and his bezna made a takana that you should have dinei Torah on Monday and Thursday in order that people should come to a din Torah when they're around. And people would come b'sifra. B'sifra means to the cities, to the markets on Monday and Thursday. Tosis points out that in Dibar Maschil v'danin, that even prior to takanas Ezra, there was a Bezin Kavua every day. In fact, in the Gemara and Ksubas on the Gimel Amid Aleph, that's spelled out. So Tosus asks, so what was Takanas Ezra that they should only be on Monday and Thursday? So Tosis explains that originally there were conscientious of having a Bezdin on every day. However, that was only in one city, a general city in the entire country. However, Ezra was masakin that every city has to have a Bezdin every Monday and Thursday. Tosis in Ksubis on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph has that teretz that our Tosis gives. He also gives another teretz where he suggests that originally only per need would Bezdin meet, and there wasn't a formal time that Bezdin would come. And therefore, Ezra made a takana that Bezdin's got to sit there no matter whether they know that there's a Din Torah or not. This way there won't be an instance where people will need a Bezdin and last minute look for a Bezdin and not be able to find one. Either way, as Tosis points out in Ksubis, Ezra's takana was to add and not to take away from what previously existed. Now Tosis learns that there was a kvius in every city on Monday and Thursday, not just in one city and in general country. Back into the Gemara, and they would launder on Thursday due to Kvot Shabbos. Rashi explains, they laundered their clothing for Kvot Shabbos, and it would seem that if they only did it on Friday, as we mentioned earlier, they would be too busy to doing other things, preparing for Shabbos, to take care of making sure they had laundered clothing for Shabbos. So by forcing us to launder on Thursday, so then in such a case, it was assured that they would have clothing for Shabbos. Rav Nevin Zal Shlita points out that today, even though the Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha, it could be that with washing machines, there isn't a requirement to do laundry on Thursday. If one knows, one could take care of Friday, one would be able to. Yishia ochlin shum be'er Shabbos, and they would eat garlic mishum ona. That's due to having relations. It was understood that garlic would be helpful in adding semen. D'chsiv, asher pirio yitain bi'ito, and Chazal understand, v'amar Rav Yehuda v'yitain Rav Nachan, asher pirio yitain bi'ito literally means that it gives its fruit in its appropriate time, and there the pasuk is describing v'aleu lo yibo in regards to an individual who's ki'im b'sayres Hashem cheftzoyu v'sayroso yege yomam v'layla, he should be an eight shasula palge mayim, that he should give his fruits in appropriate time. V'amar Rav Yehuda v'yitain Rav Nachman v'yitain Rav Kahana v'yitain Rav Yechon zeh m'shamash mitoso be'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. The Gemara tells us that time for Talmid HaChamev Tashmish would be on Friday evening. And so therefore, eating shum, the Erev Shabbos, to be marbe zera. Tanu Rabban Chamisha Dvarim Nemru b'shum. There are three properties in regards to garlic. Masbia, it satisfies. Umashchin, it warms up the body. Umatzil panim, it makes a person happy. Umarbe zera, and it increases the zera. Vahori kinim shiv nemeayim, and it kills insects in the intestine. V'yesh armen machnis ava umotzias kina. Some say it adds love and takes away jealousy. We also learn one takana sarvish day isha mashkemes vofe kadesh day pas mitzuya la'anim, that he made a takana that women should bake early in the day in order that if a beggar comes during the day that there will be bread. Vishtei isha chogeres besinar mishum tzniusa, and that a woman should wear this sinar due to tzniusa. So Rashi learned that these were pants that were worn underneath. According to most mefarshim, that's due to damnida, that it shouldn't be noticeable that she has her menstrual period. Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns that it will distance from an avera. It seems that, according to Rashi, it's a way of covering up the area of the erva and the legs aside from a skirt. Again, others learn that sneus for nida, and a third opinion is that it was an apron that also added to tznius. V'shtei isha chofefes v'toveles, and a woman should do chafifa and do tevila. Asks the Gemara d'araisehi, that's a mitzvah min haTorah that she needs to do tevila. D'sanya, we learned in Braisa, rachas of spar sarah b'mayim, that she needs to make sure that there is no chatzitza. The pasuk says, when doing tevila, that he needs to bathe in water. Now, there the pasuk is referring to someone who is tame, but clearly the pasuk says besaro b'mayim, and that's a general rule for tefillah. Shelo yedaver chotzeis bein besaro l'mayim, that there shouldn't be any chatzitza between the body and the water. So Chazal darshin, not only does it apply to the body, but it says es besaro, es hatafel besaro. Not only the basar, but something that is secondary to basar, mayim yuseya. And we see it's the hair. So we see that this idea of making sure that there's no chatzitza is a din d'oraisa. And this was not necessary for Ezra to be misaking. It says the Gemara in the last line, Pei Beizim and Aleph, Ami d'oraisa li une. Minat Torah, all the woman would have to do is to check. Dilma mikdar, lest her hair had gotten stuck. Inami mos midi, or there was something that had been discussed and it was stuck in it. Mishum chatzitza, to make sure that there's no chatzitza. Asa ihu, and Ezra came along on top of Pei Beis on Beis, Tikun Chafifa, and he says, and not only do you have to check, but you have to also comb the hair. So there's a separate takana that says that the hair needs to be combed. Rishay Rochlin Machzirin Bayoros Mishum Tachshite Nashim, from the sacking that people should go along and sell women cosmetics and perfumes, Kadesh Leizganu Al Baleim, that they should not become disgusting to their husband. So there is an idea of making sure that the romance between husband and wife is something that's maintained. V'tikein tvila lebali kriyin, and there was a requirement of tvila for those who had a seminal mission. Says Gemara, who gdoraisu, isn't that mitzvah doraisu? D'chsiv v'ish kisei tzimenu shech lazer v'rachas v'sar b'mayim. That doesn't the Torah describe that you need to go to mikvah? Says Gemara, no. Doraisu hu l'truma u'kachim. It's true that if a person has a seminal emission, even if he had relations with his wife, he's also to partake of truma and kachim. If he's a kohen, to partake of truma, kachim. If he's a kohen, also hu tiken afilu devrei Torah. And Ezra's misakin for all words of Torah. Tosis points out that we don't paskin this way, that we paskin ein devrei Torah mekablim tuma. However, there are those to this day who point out the chashivus of going to the mikvah. Asar dvarim nemru b'Yerushalayim. There were 10 things that were said in regards to Yerushalayim. Once we're on the topic of the 10 takanas of Yoshua, or Al-Manasken Hinchel Yoshua's arts, and the 10 takanas of Ezra, then there are 10 things that were said about halachos that relate to Yerushalayim. Ein habayis cholut bo. The halacha is that when it comes to a house that is sold in the Bate Arechoma, we have in Parshas Bahar, if a person sells a house in a walled city, then they're only allowed to redeem it within the first year. And that is the concept of chalut, that once the year is passed, so then it's chalut, it's absolute, that it belongs to the purchaser. However, Yerushalayim is an exception. Anytime you sold your house, you're always able to redeem it in Yerushalayim. That is because we know how dear homes in Yerushalayim are. And therefore, if a person didn't have money and had to sell in Yerushalayim, we're given the opportunity to buy again. Similarly, Rashi says 4 lines from the top, 3 lines from the top, that it would go back to the original owner in Yovel. Ve'ena mevia egla rufa. Egla rufa is not brought on the outskirts of Yerushalayim if someone was killed on the outside. Ve'ena nasis ir nidachas. No matter what averis are done, it can never become near nidachas. It's presumably because of the kedusha of Yerushalayim. Ve'ena metama b'negoyim. And the houses cannot contract tumas negoyim. Ve'ena motzim bo zizin u'gizestros. And you're not allowed to extend porches. Now, normally the halacha is, the Ritva points out that you're not allowed to extend the porch outside of your Rishus in general, but over here, even if it's within your Rishus, you're not allowed to do it in Yerushalayim. This is a fascinating halacha in regards to the view of Yerushalayim, that you're not allowed to extend porches, maybe blocking the view for people in general of Yerushalayim. Ve'in osim ba ashpasos, and we don't make garbage dumps over there, they're outside of the city. Ve'in osim ba kivshanos, and furnaces are not made over there, because also that would be polluting the airspace of Yerushalayim. Ve'ein osim ba ginos upardesos, and you're not allowed to make gardens over there. Chutz migvinas vradin shay bimos nivim harishonim, only those that were rose gardens from the time of the Vim harishonim. even though those are beautiful, it's taking up living space, possibly from people. V'migalim ben tarnigolim, tarnigolim, chickens and roosters that peck away, you're not allowed to have there. V'im alinim ba sames, and you're not allowed to leave over a dead body. When Chas v'Chalila passed away, he'd be buried immediately. Tosefta Negoyim adds that also their Niftarim are not buried in Yerushalayim based on Tosefta in Negoyim. An extension from that, I heard from my Rebbe Rav Neven Sal Shlita that even a Levayas, even if ultimately the individual will be buried outside, the Minig was not to do that as well. Interestingly, even though Mi'ikra Dedina, the Geshra Chaim, points out that this applies particularly to the old city of Yerushalayim, and that's where what I was discussing with Rav Neven Sal Shlita, there are some who are machmir for this prohibition of kavura even within Yerushalayim HaChadasha, although that is not the common custom amongst many. The Masifta brings out a discussion about this from the Geshra Chaim I mentioned, as well as Rav Sternberg's Tshuvas V'Hanhagos. Now we begin to analyze all of the 10 things about Yerushalayim. Ein habayis cholut ba, a home is never entirely sold in Yerushalayim. It doesn't have the regular rules of Bat Erechama. Dechsiv, v'kam habayis asher lo cham letzmisus, lakonos ledarosav. If you buy it after a year, it's entirely yours. That only applies to areas that belong to one particular person. V'kasavar, and our Tana holds, lo nischalka Yerushalayim l'shvatim. A beautiful idea. Yerushalayim wasn't divided amongst people, and therefore you can never have a full kinyan, because it belongs to all of Klal Yisrael, and there isn't the idea of owning something chalut. V'enem avia egla rufa, and you don't bring an egla rufa, d'chsiv ki matzachal ba'adam, asher Hashem l'kechanos l'cha, l'rishta. Same idea. It applies in those areas where you have a full Yerusha. Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. In other words, there wasn't a full Yerusha to any particular sheva, to any particular individual. Ve'en anasizir nizachas d'chsiv arecha. In regards to the parsha of Yerunidachas, it says if you find a dead body in your city, kishishma ba'achas arecha asher Hashem l'kechon esach l'sheves. That's the pasuk, excuse me, by Yerunidachas. The other pasuk moving up in the Torah are ki yimatze chalol ba'adam asher Hashem l'kechanos en l'cha l'rishta. So there it says specifically the pasuk says for Yerusha Yisharim lo schalk nashat vein nasir nidachas d'chsiv arecha. That pasuk we read ki sishma ba'achas arecha v'yushalayim lo nischalk nashvat. Period. Vein metame b'negoyim. And it doesn't have too much negoyim. D'chsiv v'nasati nega tzaras b'vayis eretz achuz aschem. The area that you have an achuza, you grab onto. Yerushalayim doesn't become entirely belonging to one individual. Yerushalayim lo nischalk l'shvatim. V'imitzim bozizin g'isros m'pnei o'el hatumah. And here the Gemara gives a different reason for the reason why you don't have porches, because we don't want an o'el for tumah. In other words, the porches will create an o'el for tumah if there is tumah underneath. That's one reason. Umishun de lo letasku ole regolim. And the other reason is that those who are ole regolim should not bump into all the construction that's taking place. For those who are zoche to visit Yerushalayim HaChadasha, you could probably empathize this phenomenon that there's so much building going on, sometimes you don't know what you're walking into. Ole, mishun de lo letasku ole regolim. Vein osim ba'ash pasos. And you shouldn't put garbage dumps, mishum shkatzim, and shkatzim are mitame. Ve'inosim ba mishum kivshonos, and you're not allowed to make a furnaces that used to mold and make and heat the clay cheres, earthenware utensils, mishum kitra, because of the pollution. Ve'inosim ba ginos upardesim, mishum sircha. And the reason why you can't make gardens is due to the wild growths that would take place over there, that they would ultimately cut things, and there would weeds and so on, and they would make a bigger mess. Interesting. Even though there were beautiful things in the Ginos and Pardesan, nevertheless, that was a problem. And the reason why you can't have the roosters and hens pecking around is because that there would be kachim there, and they would be metame, the kachim ve'im malimin es hames gemara. And it's all a tradition Gemara means a tradition that we had that we wouldn't leave over a mace, even though there isn't a particular reason that Chazal were aware of. We learned in our Mishnah, Ein Megadlin Chazirin B'chol Makom, we can't raise pigs anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. And that brings up a very painful story. Tana Rabban, Kishitzaru Beis Chashmonai Zel Zeh. Eventually, the Chashmonaim began to war with each other. The Ramban describes that they made a mistake in the beginning of Parshas Baaloscha by taking the Malchus as well, because the Chashmonaim were Kohanim. Vazel Yehorkinis Mifnim Varistabulus Bibuchutz. There were two brothers. What a tragic, typical story, that were fighting over the Malucha. There were Hyrcanus and Aristobulus. Notice their names. They're already heavily influenced by the Greeks. Ubechol yom hayimishalshim lem bikupa dinarim. There was an agreement that they would buy those who were in the inside of Yerushalayim. According to this Gemara, it was Hyrcanus that was in the inside. Mefarshim Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that the Gemaras and Menachos and Sota seem to have the inverse, that Aristobulus was in the inside. Either way, they would buy, those who were in the inside would buy with dinarim, karbanos for the karmatan. Vayimalin lehem tmidim. Hayisham zaken echad shayimaki b'chachma sivanis. There was a zaken, an elderly man who was a sympathizer to the Greeks, amalem, and he said, kolzman shasukim ba'avoda. He said to those on the outside, whoever, as long as the Jews will be involved in avoda, einim sarim yetchem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect them. Machar, so next day, shilshlu dinar and bekupa, they sent the money from the inside to the outside to buy the carbon, vehelohem chazir, and they lowered to them a pig. Kivun shigil achatzi achoma, when it was raised halfway to the wall, notzi parna bechomva, the pig dug its claws into the wall, looked very powerful metaphor, Vizazeh Eretz Yisrael, and all of Eretz Yisrael trembled. Arba Meos Parsa, Al Arba Meos Parsa, a tremendous distance, there was a tremendous shudder in the land. Bosa Shah, at that moment, Amru, they said, Ar Isha Yigad El Chazerim, curses the person that raises pigs, Va'ar Arum Shilamed Es Benochach Masivanis, and you see what the Greek culture gave us, curses one who teaches his son Greek culture, Va'osa Shah Shaninu, and on that moment, we learned a new phenomenon, and that is they now needed to get the Omer from somewhere else, because all the fields had been destroyed. So the Mishnah tells us, in Menachos, Maisa Sheba Omer, Meginos Hatzrifin, that you would take it from these far-off area of Yerushalayim, Shtei Alechem, that was for the Karbon Omer, the bran, and the Shtei Alechem, the wheat, Min Bigas Ein Socher, from a place of Bigas Ein Socher, and that's where the wheat was brought after this terrible civil war between Aristobulus and Hyrcanus. Let's review today's daf. On daf Pei Beis, we had Rabbi Yochanan's rule that even if the tree nurses and gets its nutrients from another person's land, it's not only is it not gezela, as the Gemara in Bava Basra says according to Tosas, but also Yoshua says that's considered your land, even though it nurtures from another piece of land. And we see that there are different traditions, one Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the other Rabbi Yochanan, of what were the Asara Tnoin, Shisna Yoshua, Kishin Chilu, Es Haaretz. Then we then had the 10 Takanas of Ezra, an analysis of all of those 10 Takanas. Number one, that we read Mincha on Shabbos and Monday and Thursday, Bezdin B'Sheni B'Chamishi, laundering on Thursday, eating of garlic on Erev Shabbos, and that a woman should bake early on the day for poor people, due to tzniyus, to wear a sinar, different opinions of what that means, that not only should a woman check to have a chatzitza, but also to do the chafifa, that they would sell perfumes, and a tvila for Bali Karian. Tosa on top of Pei Beis and Mabeis points out that that was a takana, but was not Me'ikur Dedina. 10 things in regards to Yerushalayim, and most of them are all due to the fact that Yerushalayim doesn't belong to any particular individual or to any Shevet. That's why there's no Bayis Cholut, you don't have the regular rules of Batei Arechama, there's no Egla Rufa, it can't become any Erni Dachas, because over there the Pasuk says Arecha, and Yerushalayim is not Nischalka L'Shvatim. Similarly in regards to the fact that there isn't Tumas Negoim on the houses. When it comes to Zizan and Gezustros, you can't build porches for two reasons. Number one, due to Oel. Number two, in order the construction could get gets people into trouble, damage, and you can't make a garbage heap due to shkatz. We want to keep them away due to all the tahara of Yerushalayim. We don't pollute the air with kivshonos. We don't make gagos, ginos, and pardesos because of all the weeding that needs to take place. A tarnigol and chickens can't be raised due to kachim, and we're not malinin as hames due to the gemara. We don't know exactly, but it was a tradition. And then finally, there is a terrible disdain that we have for a chazir, because the chazir was the last stab that was taken against us when ending the avoda in Yerushalayim. May be zocha to see Yerushalayim bebinyana u'ba'avodasa. So this concludes Daf Pei Beis in Maseches Bava Kama.